COVID and kids now reaching a whole new level with the Delta variant. Cases are rising among the younger generation, and it is fueling concerns tonight over this upcoming school year. The current numbers are staggering. Children's hospitals experiencing near record numbers of kids in their care. And now a deep divide over what, if anything, should be done at school to protect students, our kids, from getting the virus. The issue turning political in California, now requiring teachers to be vaccinated or tested, while Florida's governor continues to prevent schools from enacting any sort of mandates. We have team coverage tonight, and we start with News Nation's Aaron Nolan, live in Little Rock, Arkansas, where some kids are not only in the ICU, Aaron, they're on ventilators.
Yeah, Marty, this is a disturbing trend, and we've seen debates in this country over masks and vaccines. But what we're seeing with this Delta variant of the coronavirus is that it is taking on our youngest Americans, and it's giving us numbers unseen so far in this pandemic.
From month to month and day to day, COVID-19 and what we know about this pandemic continues to evolve.
For the first year of the pandemic, it was, gee, kids are relatively spared. That's great. We've got to get out of that mindset and realize it's everybody's job right now to protect kids from COVID-19.
The latest surge is straining children's hospitals across the country.
I think one of the things that we're going to learn as time goes on is really what makes this particular variant more able to infect children than the earlier ones were. Children were relatively spared earlier in the pandemic for reasons that we weren't quite clear on.
Dr. Jessica Snowden is the chief of pediatric infectious diseases at Arkansas Children's Hospital. She's seen numbers spike. Weeks ago, the daily average of kids with COVID was 5 in the hospital. Today, it's 27 at its 2 campuses in Arkansas, with 13 in the ICU and 7 on ventilators.
So I think getting used to the idea that it is so much more contagious and knowing that everybody who is unvaccinated, whether it's because they've chosen not to be or because they're not old enough yet, all of them are at high risk right now from getting sick.
And it's a trend that's seen across the South. In nearby Tennessee, at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, numbers have doubled in a week.
It is very concerning. I think this is what we were fearful of last week, that we would continue to see these numbers go up.
From treatment to recovery to prevention, from everything she's seen, one pediatric infectious disease doctor knows mask will help this surge among America's children.
It is a small thing that we are asking people to do to protect kids, but I think there is no question from the scientific perspective that kids should be wearing masks in school.
And one more note from here at Arkansas Children's Hospital. Of those children that are in this hospital, none are vaccinated. Half are eligible for the vaccine. And very quickly, I want to make one other point from what's going on here in the natural state. Right now, school districts across this state are deciding to issue mask mandates for elementary schools. And this afternoon, the University of Arkansas, the biggest university in this state, also said that masks will be required when students are on campus. Marnie.